from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You know, it was wild when Filippone came on with the roast today. He has that prediction at the end that everybody's sort of like running with all afternoon.
I think September 7th, he gets traded to the Steelers. I think the day before the season starts, he ends up on the Steelers for a second and third round pick.
Fascinating prediction based on the way the rest of the conversation sounded. Because even Bonte and Joe were like almost like trying to hold back laughter because they're like, the man sounds like he's been run over by a truck.
Mm.
Now, part of that was because he has a day off today. And he's with his 13-month-old child, and they were going to an amusement park that for some reason in Pittsburgh doesn't open until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's weird.
That's beyond weird.
Yeah.
It's even weirder that he decided that that's what we'll do with my day off. We'll sit here and look at a 13-month-old child and just do tricks until 4 o'clock when we go to an amusement park. Whatever. Float your boat however you want. Listen to some of the other comments that came from this conversation with regard to Ayuk and the Steelers. This is what Pony says about how Steelers fans currently feel.
They're annoyed with him. I mean, it's interesting. A guy spurns New England, who beat the Steelers in every big game for 20 years, and he spurns Cleveland, your little brother and rival in the division. He does both of those things, and yet he's almost persona non grata here because of the way this thing is dragged on. You know, all you hear is that he wants to play for Tomlin, and if the Steelers are going to financially make it worth his while, but yet a deal isn't done. And so,
okay, so Steelers fans are beyond frustrated. And then he continued and used, I think, an even stronger characterization.
You know, I think Steelers fans are starting to begin to actually scratch that. They felt this way now for longer than just a day or two. I think they now believe that they're getting used by the IU camp. I don't agree with that necessarily. I don't think that that's fair yet, but I can tell you that a lot of fans feel that way. And I think a lot of players, either former players or current players, are starting to feel that way too.
And there's an appearance there by the child right toward the end of that conversation.
Yeah, a little bit of a gurgle, a little bit of a loud caw, you know, little one-year-old noise for sure weighing in. And I could see where that would be frustrating because that's kind of the way it feels, is if you're a Pittsburgh fan, he's still trying to leverage this whole, you know, idea of, you know, going to Pittsburgh. Niners, you better give me more of that guaranteed money because I might, you know, go sign with Pittsburgh and okay a trade. And then all of your hard work gets blown up in your face.
Yeah. I don't think that there's some sort of a sense out there in Pittsburgh that this is close. Now, those are fans. It's not like they're tapped in. But the whole sound of the conversation felt a little past tense. Steelers fans feel used. Everybody is completely frustrated by this. Everyone's done with this. And the tone of the whole thing was not, no, we still think we're getting Brandon Ayuk. That was not the tone at all. And then at the very end, he's like, yeah, they're going to get Ayuk. The day before there's a game.
Right.
And I was like, that can't be the way this plays out, can it? I mean,
That would be not a fireable offense, but that would be shocking. If the Niners got no player and they got two picks and it happened all 2 days before the Niners played.
Like there's very few ways, if any, where the Niners could get booed by their home fans as they take the field on September 9th. That would be like an attempt, though. That like I know you're not supposed to care what your fans think, but then somewhere along the road, this is an entertainment outfit. You're not supposed to actively attempt to annoy your customers. And we're getting close.
Well, even if you did it before the draft, that would have annoyed a lot of customers. But sure, you could at least spin it over the next 4 months of, hey, we drafted Pearsall, we drafted Cowing, and, you know, we got Robbie Chosen, and we're going to be fine. And, you know, Brandon wanted to go, and we got future picks and all the rest of it. And so we're still going to be a really good team. But if it happens 2 days before your opener, you're right. That is indefensible for a team trying to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree. Dave in Fresno here with Willard and Dibs. Hi, Dave. What's up?
What's up? What's up, boys? What's up? Good afternoon.
What's up, doing? Dave?
Hey. Two thoughts on the Ricky Pearsall news. I guess he won't be practicing this week. I have a couple thoughts on that, if you can bear with me just a sec. First thought, and this is not 2020 hindsight, I didn't like the pick at the time. I think in a perfect situation, I think Brandon Ayuk was going to probably be a part of the 49ers. So in a perfect situation, he would have been fourth on the depth chart with everyone healthy. So I've spent a first-round pick there. Just didn't make much sense where I would have used that on offensive line depth. I know Puni's been good. Another one would have been even better to go with him. And second thought to that, and you guys can tell me what you think. Call me crazy, but maybe because with his injury – the situation with Pearsall, it's like week to week. It's very mysterious. They're not really announcing what's going on. They're taking a week-by-week basis approach to it. I'm starting to think maybe they're trying to figure out this Brandon Ayuk situation before they possibly announce him going on the PUP list. And you know the Niners, they about that PR. You know, they're not, you know, they're savvy in that way. So they're like, hey, we mess up this Ayuk and announce this guy's hurt. Could you imagine the fan base, the reaction? So that's just a theory of mine. You know, you guys can, you know, think what you want about it. But yeah, those are my thoughts.
Thanks. Yeah, Dave, thank you for calling. It's all interesting stuff. You know, he says the Niners are about that PR. All teams are. These are public entertainment outfits. Nobody is actively looking for bad PR. Sometimes I do think, and I'm not going to dismiss everything he said at all, but I do think that a lot of times when situations like this happen, we sit down in our homes and we concoct a soap opera in our minds. And so you hear a lot of people go, well, here's the Niners are not telling us about Pearsall because Ayuk, and then what they're actually going to do is physically unable to perform, which I don't even know that they're allowed to do because it's not a real injury. And then they're waiting with Trent because they're not going to do Trent before. But it's like, why would the team kick itself in the shin that way?
Over and over.
You don't need to overthink it that much. You don't need to mess with it to that level.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Maybe Ricky Pearsall's just hurt and he's not getting better in the way that that you'd want him to, and him not being a huge part of the early season game plan in his rookie year was probably the thought process from the beginning. I don't think the Niners used their first round pick with the thought of like, he needs to start for us on week one this year. I've always thought the Ricky pick was probably more about next season than this season.
Right, but it becomes more impending if Brandon Ayuk doesn't play, then you have a greater need if Brandon Ayuk is not going to be here. I'm with you as far as like how they looked at it, but the fact that Ricky Pearsall has been injured not once but twice leading up to the final preseason game, and he won't play in that game, and leading up to the first regular season game, and we don't know if he'll be even cleared to play in that game. It all becomes a little bit more complicated because of the Brandon Ayuk situation.
No question about it. By the way, I'm working on, I'm working on Kyle.
All right.
Kyle Harrison's going to be, I think Kyle's going to be on at 4:30.
Work it.
Yeah. Hutch will be fine. Hutch will be fine. He's going to be fine. So, yeah, Jake Hutchinson's going to come on with us as well. So we'll move that around a little bit. Kyle Harrison's going to join us here at 4:30. So I agree with you completely. The Pearsall thing is it, and by the way, so's Cowing. It's a bummer. It's a bummer that they're behind, but they can catch up. Nobody was thinking that September 2024 was going to be about Ricky Pearsall and Jacob Cowing. So all is not lost, but yeah, I think we show up this week. And maybe not yesterday, because I don't know, you still sort of like the day after the game and the conversation got overtaken by the fact that Brock Purdy played,
yeah,
which was a head scratcher or whatever. But like, as we get here this week, something clicked today where the clock suddenly feels like a real thing here. A real thing.
Right, because after Friday, you are into game week, quote unquote. And after Friday, you play the Raiders, then the next thing you're going to do is cut down all the way to 53. And if Brandon Ayuk is still on the team, he's going to make the cut. But at that point, is he going to be signed and ready to play football? Or what are we doing at wide receiver? How many are we going to keep? Are we going to keep an extra wide receiver waiting for Brandon Ayuk? And then at that point, that player becomes disposable. After Friday, it all gets real. After Friday, you've got 17 days until you actually play real, meaningful football, and Debo hasn't played, and Kittle hasn't played, and Ayuk hasn't played, and where is Trent? And you have so many other questions that you need to get a lot of these things buttoned up here between now and by the time we get back here on Monday, 6 days from now, you get into that two-week run-up to real football. You shouldn't be worried about who. You should be worried about, like, how.
Let me ask you a question, take this in a little bit of a different direction. I don't know Brandon Ayuk. You don't know Brandon Ayuk. You don't know Brandon Ayuk, right?
No, they say they don't want me.
Okay. All right. If you're Kyle Shanahan, and it seems to me that two times in a four-year career, Brandon has brought Kyle to a very, very frustrated level. This is twice now. I don't even know what the hell happened 2 years ago, but Kyle didn't want to play him anymore coming out of his rookie year. And he had to work his way back, and he did. And now he's a back-to-back 1,000-yard receiver. So it very much felt like things became kumbaya. But I think that what we saw early this offseason, a little bit of a tell. I find it a little troubling. I'm not going to lie about that. I think Brandon is phenomenal. I think that you use whatever leverage you have. You try whatever you can. But when the Niners lose the most frustrating Super Bowl imaginable, and you can't even get out of exit interviews before you're on Instagram Live, kind of bleepity-bleeping the organization. Well, I guess this is it. This is our last time at Levi's. And it's like not even the third week of February. I think it sets the whole thing off on a bad way. That's a bad tone setter. That's not a mature way to handle the whole thing. And so if that's the backdrop of all of this, and if Kyle is now pulling out his Z's because he's had it up to here with Brandon.
Movement with Brandon Ayuk or Trent Williams.
Zero updates. Nothing's changed.
Okay. So if that's what you're getting, should the Niners want to do this for the long term? I know 1,300 yards. But phenomenal play can turn on a dime. And I already gave you two examples earlier in the show. Jordan Poole was, there were t-shirts, pool party. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, this, we can't, he can't even be on the team anymore. And whoever's fault that is, I don't want to get into that conversation. But he can't be on the team anymore. And Andrew Wiggins got a bag and then has spent the better part of 2 years being MIA. And Klay Thompson is a statue guy. And then all of a sudden was so angry, unrecoverable. I don't want to be a Warrior anymore. This happens fast. And there are some scary indicators with Brandon Ayuk. You want to do 5 more years? Should the Niners want to do 5 more years?
If they want to have a wide receiver who's really good, yeah. And he's never shown you an indication that money has changed him and whether or not he was in the doghouse or not. Kyle himself refuted that, that there was no doghouse, that Ayuk was never in the doghouse. Those are his words.
Yeah, he also said that he and Steve Wilks didn't have a problem. You believe him?
Of course. I take him at his word. Kyle's a straight shooter.
Come on, man.
And, you know, Steve ultimately, you know, he's got to be honest. I'm built for this. And he was built for it. And then he was gone.
Dude.
It didn't work out. It didn't see eye to eye. I don't think that Brandon was in his doghouse. What did he miss? 1 game that year?
No, he missed a ton. They wouldn't play him. Yes, he was. They didn't play him.
They played him, but he didn't. He didn't get the targets that he thought that he would have gotten.
He didn't play that much. He really didn't. He was buried.
He's only missed 1 game in his last 3 years.
But you know, right?
I get it, but I don't think that you look at Brandon Ayuk and what he did last year and the player that he's become and think, well, if we give him the money, then he's just going to shut it down. I don't believe that. And I think that it's more of a philosophical thing where I don't know if Kyle wants to pay any of these guys that much money. Forget Brandon, the individual. You look at Debo, who's making huge money. How much longer will Debo be there? And you drafted 2 wide receivers. I think it's more about philosophy than it is about personnel. I don't think it's about Brandon the person as much as it is about the philosophy of paying these guys, these receivers, who maybe are replaceable that much money.
I feel you. I can't believe we're here, but sign me up right now for there are other good wide receivers in this world. And the Niners can find one.
Well, look what Green Bay has done, yep. And look what the Rams did with Puka Nacua.
Like, if this is going to just go on forever, there are other people who can catch passes on planet Earth in Kyle Shanahan's offense. I'm getting there fast. I'm getting there real fast.
But can they do that this year? And that's the biggest problem for me because, yes,
you
could look at Cowing and Pearsall, and you already said, and you've said this many times, like, you can't expect a rookie to come in and hit the ground running and be great right away. And you're not wrong. Puka Nacua was a curious example because Cooper Kupp was hurt and, you know, the Rams went to him exclusively and he put up big numbers and they won 10 games and they were a playoff team. And we'll see what he does in year two. But Pearsall and Cowing, coming off of injury, neither one of them's ready to go for week 1. How are you going to be a Super Bowl team when you have these rookie guys step in?
I don't think it's about Pearsall and Cowing yet. And I'm not terrified. Again, it's not good, but I'm not terrified if the 49ers do week 1 or even September. Debo Samuel, George Kittle, Juwan Jennings, Chris Conley, Robbie Chosen.
Oh, God.
It doesn't terrify me.
That's terrifying.
I don't think so.
That's terrifying.
I really don't. Again, that's not what I want. But, if I'm
Robert Saleh and I'm looking to scheme up in the opener against that offense.
But you're making
all right,
it
Robbie.
About, but you're making it too much, in my opinion, you're making it too much about right now. You cannot.
Well, you mentioned September.
I know, but
the Jets are going to come in and they're going to laugh at that passing offense.
They're going to lose. They're going to lose.
Without Brandon Ayuk, I'm taking the Jets and the points, no doubt.
All I'm saying is, at what level are you so obsessed about right now that you let Brandon run the show? Are you just going to let him run the show?
Well, they already have.
I agree with you, and they need to stop.
They won't stop.
He's ruined camp. This has ruined the vibe of camp. Yes or no?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's ruined it, but he soiled it. It's like when you go camping and it rains. It sucks. And you have that rain guard in your tent, but it still gets wet inside your tent.
I had a 49er source tell me a week ago, this has been a crappy camp. Why? Why has it been a crappy camp?
The weather, it's been terrible.
Number one reason on the board if we're playing Family Feud. B.
Trey Williams.
No. Crappy camp.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.